So we have been discussing this verse for the last 2 days. Tyagina. Partially I have already explained. Tyaga. Renounce. There is some natural tendency also for renouncing. When one gets to the topmost of material opulence, immediately there is a tendency for renunciation. This hippie movement is like that. They have got a good qualification that they have renounced this materialistic way of life. Tyagena. There are two kinds of tendencies. One is bhoga and one is tyaga. Bhoga means enjoyment, sense enjoyment. And tyaga means to give up this material world, but without guidance, one does not know how to renounce this material world. That is called tyaga. Bhoga and tyaga. Two kinds of tendencies are going on in this material world. First of all, they want to enjoy. And when they are frustrated in enjoyment, then there is renouncement. Again, when they are tired of renouncement, again enjoyment. That's like the clock, pendulum, this side and that side, tap, 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 tap. Similarly, we are oscillating. Sometimes in the platform of enjoyment and sometimes on the platform of renouncement. Two things are there in this material. The karmis, they are trying to enjoy this world. Whole day and night, that expressway, all these trucks and cars are going on. So. Bhog. How danger? First class. Another, the hippies, they don't want to do anything. Both sides are there in your country. Bhoga and tyaga. But in neither of the paths you will be happy. Because that is not your proper position. You cannot enjoy or you cannot renounce. Actually, the whole thing belongs to Krishna. Nothing belongs to anyone. Whatever you have got in possession, that is Krishna's property. Ishavasam idam sarvam, everything. You try to understand the trees, the plants, the water, the land. Have you produced it? Then how do you claim that it is your land, it is your country, it is your water, it is your tree? That is your wrong position. And similarly, tyaga, renouncement, what can you renounce? What you had? What is the meaning of renouncement? You had nothing. You came here in this world from the womb of your mother, empty-handed, a child. Then you falsely claim, this is my country, this is my home, this is my wife, this is my children, this is my property, this is my bank balance, this is my skyscraper building. All these false. Because you did not brought this. You came empty-handed, and when you go empty-handed. The things are there, the bank balance is there, the building is there. You cannot take anything. So what is the meaning of bhog and tyag? There is no meaning. Neither able to enjoy because it is not your property. If you want to enjoy others' property, then you will be implicated in criminal offenses. And if you say others' property, I renounce this bank. I renounce this Bank of America. When did it belong to you that you are making renouncement? It is all lunacy. Then what to do? That is direction given by Krishna. Sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. You have created different types of religion on the basis of these bhoga and tyaga. So you give up all them. Then mamekam saranam vraja. You surrender unto me. Because you cannot enjoy nor make any renunciation. But here it is said, tapasya, tyagena, by renouncing. Renouncing means that you are falsely possessing. So you give it to Krishna, the original proprietor. Just like $100 note a child has taken from the father. The child does not know how to use that $100 note, but he will not give it to the father. No, I shall not give it. Father is begging, "Oh, my dear child, you are so nice. Kindly give it to me." Actually, the note belongs to the father. But because his child is innocent, ignorant, he does not know. Therefore, Krishna says, dadasi jat kurusvatat madhatpana. Dana, this tyag, you renounce this one for me. You renounce your wealth, your property for me. The same thing. Everything belongs to Krishna. He is not a beggar. But he is patting the child. "Oh, you are a very good boy. Kindly give it to him." That is the way. Krishna is so kind. Because the same example, the child does not know how to utilize that $100 note. He will simply spoil it. The best thing is to give it over, hand it over to the father. He knows how to use it. It is his property. Similarly, this tyagena means to practice, to give everything to Krishna. Everything. Tyagena, samena, damena, tyagena. This is the different steps of elevating yourself to Krishna consciousness. Tapasa brahmacharjena, samena, damena cha. Tyagena satta shauchabhyam. Satta means truthfulness. One should know what is truth, ultimate truth, absolute truth. We are concerned with relative truths. But we have to know the absolute truth. Just as in the Bhagavad, Vyasadeva is offering his respect. Obeisances. Satyam param dhimahi. I offer my respect to the supreme truth, not to the relative truth. We are concerned with the relative truth. Categorical truth, not the samambona. Shauchabhyam, cleanliness. This is also required. Cleanliness. He should take bath twice, thrice, at least once. That is hygienic. Bajjha bhandanam suchi. One should be cleansed. Bahya means externally and abhantaram internally. Externally, you take soap, water, soda and cleanse yourself, body. Take bath, cleanse, keep your clothing very clean. Unclean habit will not help you. Unclean habit. Cleanliness is godliness. Truthfulness, these are the qualities of Brahmin. Satta sama dama titikhya ajava astikam jnanam vijnanam brahmakarma svabhavajam. Those who are Brahmins, they must be qualified with all these symptoms. Satyam, these satyam. Truthful. How truthful? You, even before your enemies, you'll disclose everything. Such truthful. That is the instruction of acharyas. You have to disclose everything, hide. But truthfulness means even to an enemy, you should be truthful. Satyam samam, this samam, controlling the mind, damam, controlling the senses. Satya sama dama, shaucham, cleanliness. Arjavam, simplicity, no duplicity, simplicity. Arjavam, astikam, faith in Vedas, that is called astikam. Just like Bhagavad Gita, part of Vedas. Here Krishna says, I am the Supreme Lord. So you have to accept Him by faith. This is called astikam. Astikam jnanam. Not foolishly, but with knowledge, full knowledge. And vijnanam, practical application in life. Brahma karma sabhavajam, this is the natural symptoms of a Brahmin. So, you are all initiated to become Brahmin. You have become Brahmin. Don't become false Brahmin, real Brahmin. It is not by birth, it is by education, by practice, by knowledge. So we are offering the sacred thread to the Americans and Europeans in the Western country and some of our Indian contemporaries. They are not very happy with my action. They are under contemplation that a Brahmin can be, seen by birthright. No. No. Brahmin is by qualification. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. That is the verdict of Krishna. We are concerned with Krishna, not any other else. Krishna says, Chatudvarnam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasu. By division of quality and guna and work. One must have the symptoms, the quality of a Brahmin and work as a Brahmin. Not that quality will be tested by work. Suppose if you are an engineer, you have got the quality of it. But if you sit down at home, what is your value? You must be engaged in some engineer work. Suppose you are a lawyer, and if you don't go to the court and sleep at your home, Then what is the worth of your studying laws? Therefore, guna karma. One should not be simply qualified as engineer or lawyer, but he must work also as engineer, as lawyer. Then he is bona fide. Similarly, unless you work as a Brahmin, just simply saying that I am a Brahmin, what is the value? It is useless. Therefore, Krishna says, guna karma vibhagasa. There must be quality and work also. So here, we are qualifying the students to be raised in the Brahminical platform, and they are working also as Brahmin. How they are working as Brahmin? Because they are fully engaged in Parabrahma service, Krishna service, therefore they are Brahmin. Brahma janati iti brahmana. Without knowing, nobody can render service. They are not rendering service in the here. They are serving Krishna, actually. Here is sitting Krishna with Radharani. Therefore, they are Brahmin by quality and work. Guna karma vibhaga. So, this is param sattam dhimai. They are worshipping the Supreme Truth, Krishna. Krishna is the Absolute Truth. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Cause of all causes. Relative truth is the effect of the Absolute Truth. But He is Absolute Truth. He is the Supreme Cause. And everything is effect. Cause of all causes. Sarva karana karanam. Satva saucha bhyam. And how these things can be executed? Jamena niyamena va. Yam nyam. The practice of yoga is based on this principle of jam niyam, regulating, controlling regulating. Regulation cannot be executed without control. Therefore, jamena niyamena ba. These are the process. If you want to elevate our topics began, the people are suffering. Although one knows that this is not good, what I am doing. He has heard, he has seen also the effect of it. The same example, a man who has stolen some property. He is arrested. And he knew it, that if I steal, I will be punished. But he has done it, the same thing. He knew it. He heard it from the police courts or from the shastras. The stealing is not good. He knew it. He heard it from authorities. Still he has done it. The Prakrit Maharaj's question is, what is this atonement? If it's although knowing and hearing, completely knowledge, still he is forced to do something, to steal, or to something criminal, then what is the use of putting him into the jail or atonement? He will come again and again do the same thing. Therefore, he is saying that actually atonement is knowledge. Why I am stealing? What is the use? Vimarsanam, prayaschittam vimarsanam. Vimarsanam means to be thoughtful, without being thoughtful, philosopher. How one can understand what is his position? Thoughtful. And that thoughtfulness comprehends so many things. Tapasa. One has to learn it by tapasa. Just like if one wants to pass MA examination, then he has to go to school, follow the principles of the schools, college, studies, take some pains. Then gradually he'll come a past MA student. And if he plays all the day on the street, how he can? That's not possible. Therefore, the process is being explained by Sukadeva Goswami. Tapasa, first thing is tapasa, austerity. Even it is painful, austerity is painful. Brahmacharya is painful because we want unrestricted to do everything. But no, as soon as it is regulated, it appears to be painful. When it is practiced, it is not painful. Brahmachari in an Indian city, in severe cold, he was sleeping in the open air without any covering. And it was severe cold. But it is practice. During Magh Mela, many saintly persons come there on the bank of the Ganges. This year we had our own camp, we have seen. The whole night they are sitting in the open air without any covering. They practice. The practice means if you undergo austerity, tapasya, everything will be practiced. There is a Bengali proverb, Sharire Nam Mahasaya. Mahasaya is a word used in India, a very respectable gentleman, Mahasaya. This sharir, this body is Mahasaya. Ja sahave taisa. Whatever you will practice, it will be accustomed. So practice. So here, this Krishna consciousness movement is bringing them to the practice. Therefore you find so nice boys and girls. They practice. As soon as they are neglectful to the practice, falls down. They cannot stay. Immediately goes out. So that is called austerity, tapasya. Practice, practical, life. So these are the processes. Tapasa brahmacharjina samena dameenava tyagina samas satta saucabhyam jamena niyavenava deho bhag buddhijam dhira dharmagya sadhyannitaha Kipanti agham mahadapi benu gulma mibanala. Benu gulma mibanala. Just like there is a jungle. So many unwanted creepers. So you set fire. Everything will be burnt into ashes and the field will be clear, cleansed. It is said, Dehovag buddhijang dhira dharmagya sadhyannita. Those who are dhira, dhira and adhira. Dhira means sober, and adhira means extravagant. There are two classes of men, dhira and adhira. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking of the dhira. And who is dhira? Dhira means, in spite of provocation, in spite of something present which agitates the mind, one remains, in his position, steady. He is called dhira. The dhira example is given by Kalidas Pandit, a great poet in India. Sanskrit poet, long, long ago. He has written one book, Kumara Sambhava. Kumara Sambhava. In our college, we read that book in Sanskrit class. Kumara Sambhava. So he has given one example of Dhira about Lord Shiva Mahadev. He was meditating, and the demigods, they had a plan that the demons are fighting with us, we are being defeated. We want a commander-in-chief who must be born out of the semina of Lord Shiva. But he was in meditation. So how to do it? So Parvati, she was sent, she was a young girl, and she was worshipping the genital of Lord Shiva. So the young girl touching the genital, and she is present, but still Lord Shiva was in meditation. So Kalidas says, here is the example of Dhira. He is called Dhira. In spite of presence of a young girl, touching the genital, he is learned. I am disturbed. Just like Haridas Thakur. You have heard the Haridas Thakur. He was chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and somebody wanted to cut down. He was a young man. So a young prostitute was sent at dead of night. And she proposed. Haridas Thakur said, yes, it is very nice proposal. Please sit down. Let me finish my chanting and I shall enjoy. So it became morning. The prostitute became perturbed, and Haridas Thakur replied, I am very sorry, I could not finish my chanting. Please come this night again. The first night, second night, third night, the prostitute fell down on his feet and said, sir, this was my intention. I was induced to do this act by some man who is your enemy. So kindly excuse me. So Haridas Thakur replied, I knew that. But because you came to me, therefore I allowed you to come here 3 days so that you may be converted to be a devotee. So now take these chanting beads, you sit down, go on chanting, I am leaving this place. Here is another dhira. So here it is said, Dehobhag buddhijanga dhira dharma gya. One who has control, deha, the body, bhag, the words, buddhi, intelligence, they are dhira. So this tridharni, this tridharni sannyas means to become dhira, controlling sarir, deha, the body, bhag, words, and intelligence. These things should be utilized. How? By dhira. Those who are dhira, dharmagya, one who knows actually the principle of religion. Dharmagya. Deho vag buddhijang dhira dharmagya sadhyanita. Kipanti aghang mahadapi. So, because our life is continuously committing sinful activities. From time immemorial, we do not know when it began. evolution, many births. Therefore, this life is meant for rectifying all mistakes that we had committed in our previous lives or in this life. How? By this process. Kipanti aghang. Aghang means the resultant action of sinful life. Mahadapi, although it is very great, mahadapi, how? Venugulma ivanala. Just like if you set fire to the unwanted grass and creepers in the field, you set fire and they will be all burned. Similarly, by this process, tapasad brahmacharjena, you can liquidate all of your sinful activities of life and you become purified. So, the next process, another alternative process, is being suggested by Sukadeva Goswami. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunnanti karsina nihara mibhubhaskara. Kechit, not all. Kechit means somebody. Somebody, not all. Generally, people understand austerity or pious life by this process. What is that? Brahmacharya, sama, dama, jam, niyam, tyag, renunciation. He's very pious man. But another man, kechit, that is also kechit, not all. Kechit means somebody. Kechit kevalaya bhakta. Simply by pure devotional service. Simply by pure devotional service, vasudeva parayana. Inclined to Vasudeva, Krishna, Vasudeva Parayana, or somebody simply by becoming Krishna conscious. Agham dhunnanti, they kill all resultant action of sinful life. Dhunnanti, agham dhunnanti, kastrena, wholesale. How it is? Niharam iva bhaskara. Just like there is fog, and as soon as the sun rises, whole fog gone, finished. Very good example. The fog is dense, you cannot see the next person. It is so dangerous. When there is fog in the ocean, they stop all the ships, I've experienced. And the aeroplane, sometimes they clash, they move very carefully. It is very dangerous, fog. But as soon as there is sunrise somewhere other, everything finishes. Similarly, somewhere other, if you take to Krishna consciousness, all the sinful reaction of your life immediately finish like the fog. This process is accepted kechit, somebody, very fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, eirupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagavan jeev, guru krishna kripa paye bhakti lata bij. The Krishna consciousness is not for ordinary person. It is meant for very, very fortunate person. But simply by accepting one thing, Krishna consciousness, he finishes all business of brahmacharya, tyag, jam, niyam, sama, dama, everything. Sukadeva Goswami is prescribing kechit kevala bhakta. Kevala bhakti, there is no mixture. Keval means only. Pure devotional service. What is that pure devotion and service? Annamilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abhritam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. No other desire than to please Krishna. Not that I have become a devotee, now my income will increase, or I shall be. That will come automatically. You want money to increase your income, to become happy, but if you take to Krishna consciousness, automatically you will be so happy that you neglect to collect money. That will automatically come. There is no need of separate endeavor. Happiness will come. Janglabdhya, just like Dhurva Maharaj, he was so lamenting. Those are recording, transcribing my tapes. How he was lamenting, that how foolish I was, that I took to devotion and service with the desire for some material profit. He was so much repentant. So that is another profit of the devotee. For material profit, somebody goes to somebody, some boss, some rich man, some demigod, some powerful man. A devotee does not go anywhere. He goes to Krishna only. Even if he has got material desires. That is the advantage. This advantage, that if you go to Krishna for some material advantage, then they will come. He'll forget that material advantage. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. He was repentant. That I came to Krishna for asking some material. The example is given, just like one has pleased a very big rich man. And the rich man said, all right, you ask me whatever you want, I shall give you. So when he is asked to beg whatever he wants, that if he asks, that give me some broken rice grains. Is that very good proposal? And if he is asking that you can ask anything, I tell you, he's a rich man, ask him for millions of dollars or something like that. But instead of if you ask for your foolishness, that please give me some broken grains of rice. So similarly, to go to Krishna and to ask for some material benefit is exactly like this, to go to some rich man and ask from him, please give me some broken grains of rice. Why one should ask for material happiness from Krishna? Material happiness will roll on his feet. Please take me, please take me. These Krishna conscious boys and girls in 60 centers, just see how they are materially opulent. They are living in the best house. They are eating the best food. They are in best consciousness. They have got the best hope. Everything best. Their feature of body is best. What do you want? Material happiness more than this? They have got wife, children, happiness, hope, everything, full. So material happiness is nothing to a Krishna conscious person. He gets automatically by the grace of Krishna. There is no need of asking for it. Simply be steady to ask Krishna, please engage me in your service. Anukullena Krishna anusilana. How Krishna will be satisfied? Then your satisfaction will automatically come. Don't bother for material happiness. Thank you very much.
वो अंतःकरण आपका शुद्ध नहीं है, अब इसके लिए मेडिटेशन करिए। मेडिटेशन करते रहते हैं, अंतःकरण बताते हैं, अंतःकरण क्या है, पांच ज्ञान इंद्रियां, पांच कर्म इंद्रियां, पांच प्राण, पांच मन और बुद्धि, ये बता देते हैं सदा, उसको भी जितना मर्जी रखो। उसके बाद आत्मबुद्धि क्या है ये समझ नहीं पाते, तो थोड़ा यहाँ टाइम नहीं मिलता आपके पास, दो मिनट भी बात करने के लिए। कल आपने लड़की कह दिया, मैं इतने खुश होता रहता हूँ कि लड़की का है बड़ा
इधर ये लोग 24 आवर्स मेडिटेशन में है, इससे बढ़कर मेडिटेशन हो ही नहीं सकता।